Dean's motion, Mr. Josh Bernstein. Ms. Garcia, what is your role on this case? Did you file a notice of appearance on this case?
No, Your Honor, I'm the former counsel, and I'm here observing and answered any questions and supporting my former clients as needed.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bernstein, have you had contact with Ms. Garcia since she withdrew?
Me personally, no.
Okay. And Mr. Hall, what is Mr. Hall? Are you a party to this case?
Kevin Hall, Kevin Bigfoot Hall.
Mr. Hall, are you there? Mr. Hall, are you there?
The recording has stopped.
Okay, he's not responding, so I'm going to remove him. Who else do we have? Candace Bernstein, are you here on this case?
Hi, yes, Your Honor. Good morning.
And what about Jake Bernstein?
Yes, Your Honor, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay, so this is an emergency petition authorizing partial distributions. Mr. Bernstein, what's your position with regard to this petition?
Yes, so, pretty much, Your Honor, my brothers and I and our, company BFR is in imminent risk of losing over $600,000 in equity, which is also our family home since 2008. And we're dealing with improper ex parte orders that even our attorney in that case says is improper. And we're trying to take the steps to preserve that. But we need to be adequately funded and don't know if some wrong order will come out. And any day the sheriff is knocking at our door saying that, we need to leave the property and essentially start getting ready for moving costs and storage costs and finding
that doesn't seem to have anything to do with your request for a distribution.
So that's exactly why we're here requesting that distribution is, things are progressing in that case that are getting to the point of we need to be adequately funded. And so that's exactly why we put in that request.
Okay. And are all parties in agreement with regard to your request? You,
yes.
Yourself, Jacob, and Daniel, didn't I do a disbursement recently?
Yes, and that last disbursement was used for, bills. It was also used for attorney fees and things like that. And getting a new attorney for that same exact case regarding the foreclosure of the home. And so that money has been spent properly. And, again, not for luxurious purposes, but, now we're at the point. So in this trust, there is in the court registry, there's about 250,000, and we're only asking for 60,000 total.
Okay, and who's the current trustee?
So currently right now I'm the co-trustee alongside with Ginger Stinger, who is the other co-trustee, but I am the primary lead co-trustee.
Where's the other trustee? Was the other trustee noticed to be here today?
So Ginger, we did chat with her, and so she is in agreement with it, but she was not here today. It's also 6:48 in the morning in California.
Okay. And what about the other interested parties in the trust besides you, Jake, and the other Bernstein individual?
Well, so, there's no other real, party that is interested in this because no other party has standing. Again, this money is, here in the court registry, and me being primary co-lead trustee, that's, I'm obviously talking with my brothers and we're all in agreement of this release. And so we're all here. The people with standing are all here. We're, pretty much ready to move forward with this release.
And is the house in foreclosure or what's going on?
So, the house is in foreclosure. Recently, they just came up with, again, like I mentioned, an ex parte order that, they're going to be reinstating the sale. And again, we do have, our lawyer is looking into that and, taking all the right steps to try and get that fixed, but it isn't looking too great right now. And again, that's why we need this money to be released, and start prepping for moving fees, all of that.
Ms. Garcia, are you on the foreclosure matter?
Your Honor, I was counsel for the foreclosure matter. And what happened is
The question is, are you still on the foreclosure matter?
No, I withdrew.
Okay. What is
the judge enter an order that
we're appealing? What is the case number for the foreclosure matter?
Let me go ahead and find that for you. Sorry, I did not have that prepared for you today.
Ms. Garcia, as an officer of the court, do you have it?
I can give it to you in 1 second, Your Honor. Yeah, I can pull it up.
So I have it right here, Your Honor. It's case number is 50-2018-CA-002317 and then -XXXX-NV.
Okay, I'm going to take it under advisement. I want to take a look at my case file. I'm sorry, Ms. Garcia, did you want to say something?
I would, Your Honor, I'd like to just share something with you because I think it will help. What happened, so you understand, is in the Somme guardianship case, the case was settled. Mm-hmm. This case on this property they're talking about for $225 in a settlement with the prior attorney, Amber Patwell. The foreclosure court, two judges prior to you had told us to go to the foreclosure court after it was settled and resolved. So the funds in this case were assigned originally to pay off the settlement, and the case was settled. Well, based on certain activities by the other side, which we completely believe were improper, our clients lost that case and the settlement was set aside. It is on appeal and it will be hotly contested because we have massive proof of actual fraud on the court.
I'll take a look at that.
There is an order. There is an adverse order right now against me and my clients, which we will be fighting with lots of evidence. And it's very sad.
Yeah, but let me stop you right there because I don't think that is part of the distribution in this case. Okay?
Not on the docket today. But, Your Honor, I do want to stress to kind of the emergency kind of side of things here, and that's kind of why we did file it as an emergency, just because, again, in any day, this can go south for us. And so, again, the family will have to start prepping for moving fees, renting fees.
I understand that. So what I would like, actually, is the co-trustee sounds like the co-trustee lives in another time zone. Marcia, do we have an afternoon 15-minute slot on Monday or Tuesday so I could hear from the co-trustee?
Let me check the calendar, Your Honor.
Thank you.
I have the 21st at 3 p.m.
I'm going to reset that for then. Mr. Bernstein, I'm going to need the co-trustee to be on the Zoom, okay?
Okay.
What we'll do is we'll send out an order. Marcia, they're pro se. Are you able to do that order, please?
Yes, sure.
How long is that? 30 minutes? 15 minutes?
It's 30.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, we'll do that. And that way I'll be able to hear from the co-trustee and to see what her position is regarding the disbursement, okay?
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Take care.
You too.